Yolanda Mendalen on the base. Around 15 lines from the bottom, Omar Ababo, Shon Ali Rav Yechon, Eved Sheyotso Acharaboy Lesuryo, an Eved that went with his other into Syria, Umachore Shom Raboy, and then the Rabbi sold him there to someone who lives in Syria, Yotso Lecheres. So it's Yotso Lecheres. So the Gemara says, Baratoni Rab Chiye Ibed Es Tzchusay. Rab Chiye said, the Eved, since he went with the Rabbi to Syria, on his own accord, because Meikar Adin will learn, if the Eved does not want to go out of Eretz Yisrael, the Odin cannot force him. So if he went with the first rabbi to Surya, so he's out of Eretz Yisrael already, midai to the nafshei. So he doesn't have this schus anymore of mochrei rabbi l'chutzo otziyotzo l'cheres. So the Gemara answers, loikasha. Kan shedas rabbi l'achse, if the rabbi, when he went to Surya, he had intentions of coming back. So Memele, so his rabbi in reality is not considered a chutzlaotzdike. I mean, he was lachatchil neotzisodike. When he went to Surya al bedas lachser, so now if he sold the eved in Surya to someone who's a Suryadike, so that's called Amoicha Avdoi Meretz Yisrael, because the first Odin has intentions of going back, so he still is a din of an Eretz Yisrael Dike. That, what Rav Chiya said, Ibed Eschuye, that's speaking about Kan, She'ein Das Rabbi Lachzer. So Memele, if it's Ein Das Rabbi Lachzer, so Memele, so why did he ever go with the Rabbi to begin with? He should have said, I'm not going out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Teretz is, the Eved doesn't mind going out of Eretz Yisrael. So if he doesn't mind to go out of Eretz Yisrael, so Memele, then we will not cancel the Rabbi. Let us see Rashi. Lesuye Aram Tsoive Ukhutz Lorati Lamhira Sabodim Kadisanya Peri Kama Lagabi Mhira Sabodim is in of Kutzlot. Mayha Abdu Lesuya Kamaika Lakutzlot. Yotza Lakhis. Ba'afal Pi Shayotza Mithila Ladas. So he's saying here a big chiddush that even though the Eved, when he went with the other in the first time, he went on his own accord. We have him mochi ha'eved. They have a rabbi motzi kayifle. He couldn't force him to go out. Kedisnan, we learned hakel malin la'eretz Yisrael ve'ein hakel meitzin. You can bring everyone into Eretz Yisrael. They can't remain behind ve'ein hakel meitzin, but you can't take out of Eretz Yisrael. B'shnei dain exeris. So Akaponim, we see a chiddush from this Rashi, that Rashi is speaking about the case of Yotzo Lecheres. Now the case of Yotzo Lecheres is speaking about Dati Lachza. That's what the Gemara says. Vafal Pike, afilu on a Dati Lachza, the Eved could have been Meiche. That's what Rashi is saying over here. The Eved could have been Meiche, afilu by Daita. I don't want to go out period from Eretz Yisrael. And he has such a taina. Afal pi kein, if he was not moiche, and the Eved told him, so the knas applies, because that's still considered a moiche avdei Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. Kan shedas rabbi lachzer, is this memre of Rabbi Yochanan speaking about shedas rabbi lachzer, k'sheyotza manas kein yotza, b'kivin de mochoi, so we have here now this halacha, that even though the Mechira was in Chutz Loretz, but if Rabbi Harishon had intentions of going back to Eretz Yisrael, so it's Ke'ilo HaMoicha Avdoi Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz. Zokti Gemore, V'hosanye B'nichuse. It's more what's a bing a raich ma baraisa to this Yisrael. So we started off with saying over Loshen HaBarais. It says, Yoytze Ha'eved Acha Rabbi L'Suriyah. So the Gemara says, that's schwer. Yoytze Loisagi D'Loi Nofiki. He has to go out L'Rabbi Im Rabbi L'Suriyah Vosnan Ve'ein HaKel Meitzim. Hello, so we have to make it. So before we bring the Barais, the Gemara wanted to correct the first word was no good already in the Barais. So he didn't let him end. Let's first figure out what the Barais is saying. The Barais, this is a terrible mistake. There's also a zin of Yoytze, Ha'eved Acharabi L'Suy. So the Moses says, you're right, it's a mistake. Elo Yoytze, Ha'eved Acharabi L'Suy. Mechorei Rabbi Shom. And the Rabbi sold the Eved there in Suy. Imdas, Rabbi loves the Kaifa Noise. So then we're Kaifa to be Meshachera, because that's a Moshe Me'eretz L'Chutz Loretz. He made that Rabbi Lachzer, and the Eved went with him. Say, Kaifa Noise, then there's no Kviya, because it's considered Ibed as Chusoy. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi was saying, Menichusa, Yoitze Eved Acharabi L'Suya, Mash Medina L'Eved Lotze Sacharabi L'Suya. So the Gemara is right away, Loisagi de Loinovik Bitmiya. He has to go out for Snan Einakil Mitzi. Let's skip over this Lishnachin. Let's go to the next Rashi. There's a Psahot Tumu. Shab this Lishnachin. And the Marshal brings down others when Geirus it, so we'll avoid the problem. Im das Rabbi Lachzer, im she yotzo amanas Lachzer yotzo, then is Kaifin Oisai Lohitziyai Lecheyes. Let us see Taisvis. Lechutza la'oretz. Taisvis is going on a Mishnah. Amoicha abde lechutza la'oretz yotzo lecheyes. Bim kaima afak Taisvis heichi domi. What's the story speaking about? He also minavshei. If the Eved goes to the along with the Odin, the second Odin. He's going along with the second Odin. He bides chusa kedama b'shmaitim. The balkochein yochel leitzikin when the mishulik subis teinakel mitzian. So memela. So how's it speaking about? He sold the Eved. So let's see what the Eved is doing. Is the Eved going along with the second Odin? So finished. So he wants to go out of Chutz Loretz. We won't cancel anybody. If the Eved is not going out, you can't force him to go out. So finished. So this whole Mecher is worthless. How does the Knas come in? Whatever the Eved does, that'll be Machia, what the Din should be. Yeshloima de miyak shem mochay konsina lei pen yishtadlenu lekech bedvorim leilech achal. No, we don't wait to see what's going to happen. We're chayish that this other sheni will be mishado and will convince the Eved to go. So we don't want this to occur. So the minute he was sold to an other sheni, so we said that Yotzo Lecheres, I mean, means that we're not waiting for anything. So we were Mevatel the Mekach already. Al Kaponu and Mafia, the Schus Momin, the Lodin doesn't have a Schus Momin Amin anymore. In order to make sure that things shouldn't go further. Then we're Kaifa the Lodin Shein, it's right in Mashtar Shecha, that's what we had before in the Baraisa. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Onon said, Shamet minei demar Shmuel tati. I heard from Shmuel two aloches. Chodahach, one aloche was said in regards to Hamoicha Avdei Lachutz Loretz. Ve'idach, and I heard another halacha, the Itma, we learned, Hamoicha Sadeyu Bishnas Hayoyvel Atzko. A person went and sold his field in Yoyvel. Rav Oma Mechura V'yoytso. So Rav says it's Mechura V'yoytso. That the Mechir is Chal. Then it's Yoytso. It goes out. V'shmul Oma Eina Mechura Kolika. It's not even sold. It's not even sold. Now. B'chodet. Now what did Rav Onan hear? So we have here two cases. One case we have Amoicha Avdei Lachutz Loretz Yotzei Lacheretz. We have another case Amoicha Sadeyu Bishnas Hayoyvel. Shmuel says Eina Mechura Kolika. Now, Bechode Chodri Zvini. Now, in one of these two cases, the Lekerich gets back his money. In one case, he doesn't get back the money. So this Rav Onan did not know in which case does the Lekeach get back his money, in which case doesn't the Lekeach get back his money. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Tarti Bishnei Dvorim Haloloi Shamati Shaposagdi. By these two cases, I heard he passed under the Choder, Ho Mechiris Eved Luchutz Loretz. Yeah. And then, we heard by Amoicha Sadeyu Bishnas Yoibu. So, Rav holds Mechura V'yoytze L'bayla Miyad, V'zeh Hifsid Mo'iso. According to Rav, it's Zicha Hifsid Mo'iso, because there was a kinyan, it's Mechura. One split second, it belongs to the Lekeach, and then Yaitz is over, long term already, and then there's a half core of Yaitz, so, a state that he doesn't get back his money, that means you bought it, and then Yaitz is Mavkiya, your bailus. Now, Shmuel says, Ein the Mechura Kolika, Mutal Mechayma, Oma Mechura Kva Yaitz Aksha, a kaka that was previously sold. So when it becomes Yoivu, it goes out, Sha'ina Mechur, and it didn't Shaloi Timoch. Amadigvis, it can't even be sold. Vekoma Rav Onam, Bishnei Dvorim Halolu, Shamati Mimenu, Matahe Alamois. By these two cases, Moicha Avdei Lachutz Loretz, Ma Moicha Sadeyu, Bishnas HaYoivu, so I heard Beferish from Shmuel, what Halacha will be, with the money that the Lekeach gave. Bechadama, the Hadri Zvini. Bechayzroi Samois, the Lekeach. The money goes back to the Lekeach. Bechada, Loi Hadri. In one case, it doesn't go back. Aleibet, Aleach, Lekeach, Moisa. Beloyodano, Haiminai. I don't know which case did the Lekeach lose his money, in which case does he get back the money. The time that Rashi a very pertinent question. Ilish Mul, b'moicha sodeyu loy hadri zvini. If you'll say b'moicha sodeyu b'shnas hayoyvu, that Shmuel had said any mocha kolikas. If we'll say over there, he does not get back his money. V'ibid moiso, b'may pligi lein del rab. So what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? The whole Rav Nami Lehodro, according to Rav Etzicha Lehodro, the Koma Mechura V'yoytza, Rav says it's sold, then it goes out with Yoivu. So according to Rav, Etzicha Lehodro Ma'isa, that means that the Lekeach, he bought a kalka, then Yoivu's Mechira, even though it's a split second later, but there was a Mechira, and that caused Yoivu. Yeah. ולרב נמי לא יהודו, וכמה מחור ויועצה. זו פרש הנה. The culture is not sure. ועדיי פליגי, בזיכר המחלויקס, אפילו הוא עושה לא יהודו, according to שמור, זה המחלויקס. ואילו לרב, המחר מחר. זה מחר, זה מחורו ויועצה. למה נפקא מינה, ואם קונו אימו נכוסים שאין להם אחראיס, ויתנם אימו במחיר הזו, בלוי משיכה. According to Rav, if a person will sell metalful in agav kalke, so the kalke lemaisa was sold, there was a mechir on the kalke, so there's a din agav, but you can sell metalful in agav kalke, so I'll sell metalful in also. Yoivu will come and smafkia the mecher of the kalke. Smafkia mikano lahabo. That means the mecher is chal. And a split second later, Yoivu is smafkia the mecher. So that's on the kalke. But the metaltum already will nikne agav kalke. Ule Shmuel ain't a mecher. But according to Shmuel, it's not a mecher. Vahamois Matoninu. And the potomois could be is a matone. Now, the ein nechosim she'ein lamachayis nitnen ima b'mechira zu b'loi meshiche. And the metaltolim will not be nitne without a meshiche v'yechein lavza b'hem b'mois a metaltolim choyse. The mois hametalfla machayza, bu mois hakake matone. The odem yoideye shein mecher soda b'shnas ayoibu, v'goma v'noson mois l'shein matone. So now, let us try to explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, the tzad that Shmuel holds loy hodri zvini, that the lekeich loses his money, cannot mon back the money, is not necessarily because the zvini was chal. Rakel, the zvini was not chal. Eini mochel kalikya. The svare that I'm clearing, maybe Shmuel holds lehodri zvini, the lekeich can keep the karke. The reason is because odam yedeya. A person knows that you cannot be kaina kark in Yehu. So what's this whole spielachal over here? Why is he giving him money? Odom Yedeya. So Mustami wants to give him a matana. It's more bekovedic this way. He's buying it. Does. So I'll kopon him. So that is the tzad that maybe Shmuel holds by Shviyas lehod resmini. Because we have an Odom Yedeya that he knows that the mechir is not chal. So Al-Kochach, why did he give him money? He gave him money because Hashem Maton. So Trashi weiter, but what is the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? So Trashi says, the machlekes in Rav and Shmuel is not the money. Everyone holds the money is remains by the mecher. The machlekes is, but was there a mecher over here? Rav holds there was a mecher, mechura v'yoytze, so if you were makna metalfla magav karke, so the lekeach was kind of the metalfla. Shmuel holds there was not a mecher, so the lekeach was not, there wasn't a mecher, the lekeach wasn't kind of the metalfla. So far so good. So Rashi's telling us, so now we know what the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is. Is the lekeach kind of the metalflim, yes or no? According to Shmuel, he's not kind of the metalflim because ain't a mechura kolika. According to Rav, he's kind of the metalflim because it's mechura v'yoyt. Fine. But Rashi says one more vote over here. So since the metalflim are not sold, so you can mount back the money. That's what Rashi says. So now, Rashi is differentiating between the money that was given for the kalke and the money that was given for the metalto. This person purchased in Yoivu a kalke and together with metalto. So when it comes to the karka, so we say, so he comes to the karka, so he wants to move into the karka. He said, listen, you can't move into the karka. So the mechira wasn't chal. Okay, give me back the money. What are you talking back the money? Everyone knows the mechira is chal. You gave money. You know why? You want to give him a matana. Now you're telling us a baba ma'isa. I'm sorry. And on Saturday, everybody knows mechira is chal. You gave money. So we have to read between the lines. You gave money. L'shem atan. Now it comes to the metaltalim. So now he has the money for the metaltalim. Yes, if you give back the money, you want kind of the metaltalim. It's kind of shoyel aben. Let's say the same piskim we just said a minute ago. Adam yedeya that you can't buy a karka in Yahu. So just like you said by the karka, you gave the money l'shem matane. Well, if you can't buy a karka in Yahu, so you can't make kinyan agat. So al kolchach adam yedeya, al kolchach adam yedeya, and therefore was given l'shem matane. So what's pshat over here? That l'chayr is a kasha. So the Teferis Yaakov, the Nachlas Moshe asked this kasha, and they say a very interesting tenets. They say as follows. Now this yisod that Adam yedeya. This you saw that Adam Yedeya, when you can't buy a karke in Yovel, that means if the karke is a commodity that cannot be purchased in Yovel, you can't buy karkois in Yovel. And he gave money, so what's pshat in this? Everybody knows you can't buy a karke, and he gave money. So kochach, he gave it l'shem aton. Metaltlum, you can buy in Yovel. Now, God, if you'll be a lambdin, but listen, when a person is buying metaltlum, he wants to buy, he's paying for the metaltlum. Oh, there was one cheshben, he didn't cheshbenois. He didn't cheshbenois, but since the karka is not fakoy, so memele, so then the metaltlum is also, there's no Adam Yedei on such a thing. The whole concept of Adam Yedei is only if it is a commodity that can never be purchased, that we say he's giving the money l'shem atonah. Later, the Gemara brings another concept. What is the din of a person marries his sister? So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Adam Yedei can't marry your sister. He gave her money. He meant l'shem atonah. This whole concept of Adam Yedei is dafka by a commodity that is not capable of being purchased. That's what they say. Luli de Mistafina, I'd like to add one word to what they say, and perhaps we could understand it a little better. The Divra Yecheskel on Simen Memdalet Oysayin brings a hakire, how does Kinyan Agav work? So he has two mahalchim to understand Kinyan Agav. One mahalach is that the gather of Kinyan Agav is hametaltalin v'teilim la'akarke v'nechshovim kikarke. So that means, like this we have a klal, metaltalim you can only be kinda with meshiche, with agbor. There's a new Kinyan of Kinyan Agav. If I'm selling the karka, I can sell metaltalim agav karka together with the karka, even though I didn't make a Kinyan of the Maisa metaltalim. So he says one way you can learn pshat. Pshat is that's the gzeiras hakosav of agav, that the metaltalim become bottled to the karka, and I consider like they also wish the karka. So if I made a Maisa Kinyan on karka, so I'm kinda old, the karka and the metaltalim agav ukni. So all the metaltalim I want to sell together with the karka. It's also like karka. I made one kinyan on all these karkois. That is one way you could learn pshat. Fine. There's another way you can learn pshat. Oi! Daknos hakarka Choshev meise kinyen ala metaltlen. Da heinu she ze oifen heich liknois ha metaltlen. Vahave ki gedda kniyal menas lahaknois. The other pshat that the Bicheskel says a very long pshat. Pshat is that the Torah was machadish. There's different ways I can be koine metaltlum. You can make a mashich in the metaltlum. You can make a hagbon metaltlum. I'll tell you a third way how to be koine metaltlum. You can be koine metaltlum by making kinyan in the karke. But the kinyan in the karke is a hechetimtze. How to be koine metaltlum? It's a kni al menas lahaknais. That the whole kinyan in the karka is not pshat is. Since the karka is mine, the metaltlin becomes mine. The Torah said, I have a new way how to be kind of metaltlin. Make a maise kinyan in the karka. So the karka, the kinyan in the karka is a hechetimtze, how to be kind of metaltlin. This is, it's a kni al manas lakness. Though, for example, he says that what'll be if I sell you a kalka, I'm an aslatsa. You have to give me back the kalka right away. I want to make him a talitulim. So the whole kinyan of the kalka is, not that you should be kind of the kalka. The kinyan of the kalka is that you should have an oif and how to be kind of the metaltulim. Even though you're not making a maisa kinyan in the metaltulim. That is Tut stotem in the Divrei Yecheskel. So I thought, perhaps, if we'll go according to the second tzad, so memele, the whole concept of Adam Yedeya doesn't apply here. That means like this. If you go according to the first tzad, so Kinyan Agav means like this. You're koine the kalke. You're koine the metalkum, because the metalkum also becomes like a shtekalke. So if you know you can't be kind of the kalka, you can't be kind of the metaltalim. I mean, the whole kinyan agav is, it becomes another shtikalka. And if you're a lamdin that you know that you can't be kind of kalka, odom yedeya, then you can't be kind of kalka and yovel. So you don't have to be at, too great of a genius to figure out that you can't be kind of the metaltalim. But if you learn the second pshat in Divrei Yecheskel, the second pshat in Divrei Yecheskel is that Kinyan Agav is a oifen, how to be koine metaltlum. I could be koine metaltlum through making a Kinyan in Kalka. So this loikeach could be a moigedi kalamder. I know you can't be koine Kalka in Yoibu. But I don't want to be koine Kalka, I want to be koine metaltlum through the Kalka. Now, is the din yovel that I can't do this also? That I can't even be koine metaltlum through kalken yovel? That I have to look him in cheschinach? I don't know. That means this is a new shayla already. I know, everyone knows, if you want to purchase kalken, if you want to acquire kalken in yovel, that everyone knows you can't acquire kalken yovel. That everybody knows. But here I'm not interested b'chlal in acquiring kalken. I want to acquire metaltalim. That's the second Sabbath of Divrei Yecheskel. I want to acquire metaltalim. How do you acquire metaltalim? Through making a kinyan the karke. So the whole kinyan in the karke is not letzoyrech ha-karke. It's letzoyrech ha-metaltalim. So memela, a person could think, so if it's only letzoyrech the metaltalim, so could be this works in Yovel also. There's no Adam Yedeya on this. There's an Adam Yedeya that you can't acquire Kalka in Yovel. That everybody knows. But if I'm only using the Kalka as a tool to acquire Metaltalim, maybe that you could do. So there's Bechlal, there's no Adam Yedeya. Perhaps we could be mamtik this, so that's why Rashi does not speak about there's no Adam Yedeya by the Metaltalim. Bekitzer. Zok to Gemara weiter. Let's get back to the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told Rav Onon, Nechzi Yanan. It means you're clearing a shayla. What is your shayla? You're clearing a shayla if
what happens with the money? There's one case that the money goes back to the Lekeach, and there's one case that the Lekeach loses the money. Next, Yana, let's make a question. With the Tani Bebraise, we learned in the Bebraise, Hamoicha Avdoi Lechutzlorets, a person sold his Eved to Chutzlorets, Yotza Lecheiris, he goes out Lecheiris, the tzorech get shicho me rabbi sheni. And the rabbi sheni has to write a get shicho on the yevet. So if the rabbi sheni has to write a get shicho, so who does the yevet belong to? In Isar al koponim, the rabbi sheni. Shma mino konye rabbi sheni, vili hod rezvini. So the beraisa is klon mucha. That there is a mechel, there's a mechel of yemes after the hafkof chazal. Chazal said that the minute you sell the eved, there's no kinyan moment anymore left in the eved. You can't work with the eved. But there's still a kinyan issa which was transferred from Rabbi Rishon to Rabbi Sheini, and we're going to force Rabbi Sheini to write a shtar shichel. So al kocha, there was a transaction over here. So we see Klol if the Rabbi Sheini acquired the Eved, his money doesn't go back. There was a transaction over here. Omar Shmuel Hosom Eina Mechure. So now we have to say that, so Shmuel in one case says Hodras Vini, so that's speaking about by Yovel, who Mois Choizrem, and there Shmuel says that Mois Choizrem. We don't say this whole Lom, this Adam Yedeya, you don't give Matonis, the Mecha was never Chal, you give back the money. So this is an emerson. So what was Rav Onan's problem? Rav Onan had a problem. He couldn't figure out what Shmuel said. You just look at the Baraisa, you figure out what Shmuel said. Zok the Gemara, Rav Onan Baraisa lo Shmuel. He didn't know the Baraisa. He didn't know the Baraisa, so he had a dilemma. Frag the Gemara, the Imi de Shmuel. So, it will be poishet from Shmuel. He didn't know the Baraisa. The imi de Shmuel, he knew Shmuel, that Shmuel said, ain't a mechure, that he did know. Ain't a mechure kalikim, mi mai, so that he said, mi mai de ain't a mechure mois choizrim, du me ain't a mechure mois matoninu. Rav Ono knew Shmuel said, ain't a mechure. But he still had a sophic, it could be einem achure, but mois einem chayzrim, because mois matone. But mois matone ninu. He knows that you can't purchase a karka, and therefore he is giving him a matone. Midi dahava mekadesh es achayzrim. Just like Shmuel holds when a person marries a sister. The itma, we learned amachloikis. Hamekadish es achoise. A person goes over to his sister, and a mekadish es achoise. He goes over to the sister. He wants to marry the sister. Rav Omar Mois Choizrin. Rav says that the sister is not married. Mois Choizrin. We'll see in Rashi's what was pshat with this whole spiel. He wanted to give her up a kodem. She should hold his money for him. So memela, but since she's not married, he gets back his money. Ushmul oma mois matone. Shmuel says mois matone. So we see that from a mele Rav Ono knew the Shmuel. Rav Ono knew that Shmuel says a mekadesh achoisei. There's a concept to say that since a person is aware that you can't marry a sister and he gave her money, so kochoch, pshat, the money is, we have a kash on his actions, he wants to give her a matone, but he doesn't. Nebuchadnezzar. So Rav Onan held, so could be the same din as by Shvius also. Adam Yedeya Eina Mechura Kolika. And when he gave money, he gave money als matone. So that was Rav Onan Safik. That's why, but now that we know the Bereis, and now it's Eiskishpalt, that Shmuel holds there, it's Hodri Zvini, and he gets back the money. Let us see Tosis before we see Rashi. Mi did Ahava Mekadesh Achoisa. Lefia Emes Yesh Lechalik. Lefia Emes, we can differentiate between Mekadesh Achoisa and Hakoina Avdoi. Loishayich Hosom Lekoina Avdoi Mechutzlos. Loishayich Hosom Lemeima Odom Yoidea Kemoibe Mekadesh Achoisa. Rav Koma, the Mechura V'yotze. That means, Adam Yedeya. This is talk everyone knows. That he came in Mekadesh Achoisoi. So what's pshat in giving him money? A koch, a l'shem atone. But over here, the who says Adam Yedeya? Rav holds Mechura V'yotze. So there's no Adam Yedeya. Fill according to Shmuel. There's no Adam Yedeya. Let us see Rashi. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef told Rav Onon, "Midiktoni bebraisa leel bereisha deshmaiten." So the what that the Rabbi Sheni writes a star shicho. So we see Konya Rabbi Sheni, he was kainim veibed moiso. The other zvine the Rabbi Rishin Konya, Loshin Konya is unclear. Okay, he's still Konya to Rabbi Rishin. Lo male lesheni leshachar. So why should the Sheni be meshacharim? Hayolano lochi vesarishin she surayolov. Slosh is also a little unclear. But he has the kinyanisa. Alme loyhodris vini. So we see if we say that the rabbi sheni, if we say that the rabbi sheni has to write a shtar shicha alma lehodri zvini. But given the shova Rav Onon b'chodo minayil omar shmul the hodri zvini in the shavona helfen shmul and the hodri zvini adigabi sodo mashmul the hodri b'loi mavsid alikeich. He's not mavsid the money. Because by Eved the tzichi can be hodri zvini because he was koine. Avonon v'loyodo b'hai minai oma v'raisa v'lavishmi alei de lifshid mino v'imi d'shmur v'im taima lifshid mi d'shmur. Why wasn't good? He didn't know the b'raisa. Why wasn't he poshut from Shmur? Mid oma ina mechur kalik al makim de la mecher mois chayz. So it's not a mecher, it's a mois chayz. Mimait eine mechur mois chayim, it's doma eine mechur, then you defrish us lel, that he came at eine mechur, abo mois matone. Chav omna mois shol kedushin, chayzrem. Dod em yedeh, shen kedushin taibis lba chayz, begom av anosan lu, shen pekodn. Period. Zog te gemara weiter. Oma lei, abaye la rav yeset. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, my causes, the mice, so what did they do? They cancel the lekeach of your merdeke mice. He said, when a person sells an eved, to someone in Chutz Loretz, so the moicha gets his money, no problem about it, And the lekeach gets a kinyanisa. And we will make sure he's meshacher, and we'll force him to be meshacher. So in this transaction, there were two people involved. There was a moicher and a lekeach. And what was the takana? The takana was the moicher gets his money, he sold him, tchutz, he gets his money, shalom alayk. And the lekeach loses his money, he doesn't get an eved. Why did he cancel the lekeach? Why didn't he cancel the meicher? Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, my chos is to cancel the lekeach, not to say the meicher, she cancel the meicher. Amalei Lav Achbera Ganef Elo Chure Ganef. They said it's not when who's the ganef? When a rat goes and steals something, so there's no place where to put the food he stole. There'd be no holes in the walls, so he has no place where to steal. You'll catch him right away. You'll grab away from the food that he stole. But since there's a hole in the wall and he can sneak underneath the hole,
So Memele, so now the Gneve is secure, it's put away. So the whole Gneve comes about through the Chul, through the whole. Lav Achbara Ganev, Alachura Ganev. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi. Chure, my chosis me mechiris eved, the kanasta lelekeich, chure hakeisu, sheha'achbor nichnas lesoichoi, v'nitzul mipnei roitfo, so this whole geneve, the whole success of the ganef, is because of the chur. So memeilo, we have to cancel the chur. That means if there wouldn't be from the stealing of the achbar, the chul is very in this is kibiv kaime. I mean the whole stealing comes about through the achbar. So the Gemara says, "Mistavre heiche deike isure hosam kantzina." That the one who the iser is by him we cancel. Let's see, what does Rashi say? Chure menole ha-gneve, echadik yisure, vini ha-eved, biyad ha-lekeach. Now, I don't know exactly what Rashi means. Now, if Rashi, if you would say, let's speak about two cases. If we'll say that the eved, the odain sheni, made a kinyan, meshiche, a kinyan chazoke in the eved. That's how he acquired him. So ba'asheru shom. So now the eved is by the odin sheni. And now Chazal come and see this transaction that had come about, that he sold him, and the eved is now by the odin sheni. So he said, oh, the eved is by you. So he says this, that's what we didn't want. I mean, you're holding the Eved. You're a chutzlotzdik, and the Eved is by you. We don't want this. So we'll cancel you. We'll cancel you. So then, I understand a little bit. But what would be if he was kind of the Eved with Kesef, or with Shtar, and the Eved is still by the Meicher, for practical purposes? I mean, and he was kind of with Chlipin, with Kesef, with Shtar. So why do you say the Eved is by me? The Eved is by him. So what do you say? I was kind of the Eved. It doesn't mean it's by me. I was kind of the Eved. I mean, that Kufa was the Shaila. What was the Shaila of the Gemara? The Gemara asked, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. Either, the Gemara asks, why do you cancel the lekeach, cancel the moicha? So what was the kasha? So the kasha was, what would we cancel the moicha? We would say that the mecher is in chal, give back the money, the kelten, and that's what we should, why, the whole kasha is, why was the mecher chal and he loses the money? The mecher's chal, he loses the money and he doesn't get anything. So the other way around would be that the mecher will not be chal and you won't get any money. Finished. And you'll have to be mishach edevet. So the kasha was, why is the mecher chal? So the teretz is because the mecher is chal, so that's what we consider. As I go from the donor. I mean, if you say, but the issue is by him, the eved is by him, so that's the flagrant disrespect to Das Chazal. I'm a chutzlotzdik. I'm holding the Eved. So then, luchedat mevisen. So if the Eved is taken by him, then I understand. But what if the Eved is not by him? It's very unclear. I don't understand well the Gemara. Let us go further. Look the Gemara item. Who gavde the orak mechutz loretz loretz? It was an eved knani that ran away from chutz loretz to Eretz Yisrael. Ozal morei abasrei, so the odin wasn't the spoil, so he chased him in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to take him back. He runs away from his Ma'ebe, he wants to take him back. Also, Lekame de Rabbi Ami. So he came to Rabbi Ami, wanted to have some legal help also over here to help him accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Amalei. So he told him, Nichtev lecha shtor admei. The word Nichtev is a little misleading. The Lichtev loch is a little better. Others say Lichtev loch. That means the Evet will write for you a shtar choiv admei. That means, and you write a shtashich. That means he came to Eretz Yisrael. Forget about it. You're ois kaplush machi. He ran away from you. He's ois evet. Well, he's ois evet. Now, if you'll cooperate, so I'll tell you what to do. We'll make that he'll write a shtashich. He'll pay you how much he's worth. And you go give him a shtashich when they're over and done with. Viloi, that's if you cooperate. Viloi, if you won't cooperate, then we'll take him away from you in Gansen. You won't cooperate, you won't understand, we'll take him away from you in Gansen. But the drosha of Rab Achi b'Rabbi Yashi. So I'm telling you, l'teivoscho, listen to me, and you write a shtar shicho. Now, Agavuche, there's a, before we see what Rabachem Rabbi Asher holds, there's a machlokes harishonim, can this Odoin sell him to someone in Eretz Yisrael? Good, he ran away from me, he doesn't want to be in Chutz Loretz, I hear. So my Mele, he can't be by me in Chutz Loretz. What'll be, I want to come to Eretz Yisrael, or I'll sell him to someone Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I have to, he's going to write a shtar for me, who knows when he's going to get money. I'll sell him to someone. So the machlekes harishayim. Other harishayim holds, if you find someone, the whole Gemara speaking about that no one wants to buy him. So no one wants to buy him. So he told them, listen, this is the best eitzah for you. If you find a koine, you can sell him. And others learn you can't sell him either. It's finished. He's ois evet. I'm telling you a good eitzah. He'll write you a shtar admei, and you write him a shtar shich. Or else, I'll paskin the way Rab Ache b'Rabbi Yashi said. Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Now, we're going to have a whole bunch of droshes till we come to Rab Ache b'Rabbi Yashi. La'yeshua bar secha. This is talking about the Shiva Amamin. So what are we speaking about? Yochel boivet kechovim shekibol olav shle lavid avoidus kechovim akosim edaba. The posik is saying a generality. The shiva amomim cannot remain in Eretz Yisrael. The chol oifen afilu they want to be mekabel not to din avoidus ore. Layeshu baltzech. Talmud loyma. So the Moses says, no, that's not pshat in Pasuk. It says in Pasuk, leisaske eved aladoino. You should not give back an eved to his other. And you know who his other means? His avaydizore. He was an eved avaydizore. Now he wants to say, Rabbi, please, I want to remain in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to be an eved avaydizore. So stating possibly Sasker Evidoradoina Vashinotzalalecha Minadoina. He's running, I don't want to be away this order, don't send me away. Maita Kantoi, so how could he accomplish this feat of not being a Navid away this order? Imcho Yeshev Bekir Becho. She should say it together with you. So Memele, so Al Kochoch, so now we know Pshat and Pasik. That means we have a posik that it says, the posik says, Layeshu Barzecho, Bearzecho, Penyachtiu, Aischoli. So the one posik says, you're not allowed to keep them there. Layeshu Barzecho. So I would think that's Becholoifen, Layeshu Barzecho. So the posik says, no. I have another posik. If he wants to become ois, oivet avay de zore, imcho yeshe bekebecha. So la yeshu v'artzacha means, if he wants to remain an oved avodah zarah, then it's la yeshu v'artzacha, get rid of it. That's one way to learn pshat and pasuk. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Abasre Leshiva Bachazok. He wanted to bring him back forcefully. Hachagasina, Mafkan Leminach mit Abacha Rabbi Yashir. Leyeshu Baalzacha Beshiva Umuskzi. Ella Doinov, Al Taitziyu Mi Beinechem. Don't take him away. Lahayeshivoi Lavedis Kecham Shaloi. That's how we learn Shat. Vikashulela Rabbi Yashir. Rabbi Yashir did not like this pshat. Hai meyim adoinov. Loisaskir eved al adoinov. Ashinotze lecho meyim adoinov. Meyim eloihov. Me boile. It's a very nice pshat. You're saying that he doesn't want it. He wants to become oisa by the zore. But the word adoinov is not the proper word. Meyim eloihov me boile. So pshat is not the way you're saying. Elo Omar Rabbi Yashir, v'moicha avdoi l'chutz l'oretz hakosav medavo. The posik is speaking about he sold an eved to chutz l'oretz. So the posik is, so let's learn the posik now. So we're talking to Bezin. Leisaske eved al adoinov. Don't give over this eved to the second adoin. You were sold to chutz l'oretz. Don't give him over to the second Odin, Ashi Notzel Elechom. The Meim Adoinov, he's coming to you. He wants to rescue himself. So he's coming to you. Bezin, so the Torah is telling Bezin, don't give him over to the second Odin. We're speaking about he sold him to Chutz Loretz, Memele, so don't give him over. That's how Rabbi Yashir learned Pshat and Posse. Pekashalei l'Rabbi Achi v'Rabbi Yashir. The pasuk also doesn't stem. Asha yinotzel eilecho, asha yinotzel meimcha miboile. Now, if you're telling me this pasuk is speaking about a eved that was sold from an odin, so we can't say laben. Where do you see this in the words? I mean, you tell me a whole scenario, and the pasuk says. Don't give him to the other shame. But maybe please tell me what says this in the post. So a kolcho pshat yinotzel means a loshen hufrash. That it says by the asher hitzel alakim meyavino. It says by the nichsei lovon, Rabbein Islam was mafresh his nechosov from him. So hitzel is a loshen hufrash. So memeila it's a loshen afrosh. So that's pshat and posik. The posik says leisaske eved al adoinov asher yinotzel eilecho, that he was nifrash. He was nifrash from you. That means he was sold. He was sold from you to then that. So nifrash who was going to chutzlot. So here we see in the posik akponim a remez about this transaction. Ashanifra, so he says, but if that's pshat and posik, shasha yinotzel, not eilecha, she yinotzel meimoch mi boile, that he was nifresh from you. So here we see it speaking about they were sold. Elo omar rabachi berabiashie, beeved sheborach michutz loretzakosu bedava. No, the posik is talking about a third case. He ran away from Chutz Loretz. You should not give back the Eved to the Odin in Chutz Loretz. He's coming to Bezin. Please rescue me. From his Odin. Don't give him back to the Odin. So Zadin and Bezin, make sure he doesn't go back. So that's the story of his. Rabbi told him, he said, listen, you want to cooperate, we'll make everything will be good. You'll be happy. He'll be happy. Shalom Yisrael. You won't cooperate, I'll throw the books at you. The posik says, we don't give him back to you. We don't let him. You take it. He's finished. So, Mamela, you're out of the picture already.
Zog Rashi.
That was the first pshat. That's what should have said. Loitzi lechutzlor. Kmeshehitzel elokim eyavino. So speaking about sheborach mechutzlor laoret aina shinotzel eilecha. He was ninotzel eilecha to you. He came from chutzlor to Eretz Yisrael. So memele. So. That's pshat. Let's just finish the Tanya Yidach. Another pshat. Loisaske eved al adoinov, Rebbe oimer v'leikeyach eved al menas l'shachroi akosuv medaba. That a person purchased an eved, b'shas demech l'kichi said, I'm purchasing you al menas l'shachroi. And when he got him, I changed my mind. So shteitn posik loisazke eved aladoyne. He said, "Amanas l'shachrei, shuldig. You have to be meshachre." The Gemara heichi domi. What does that mean? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak the kosev lehochi. He wrote in the shtar mekech the shekachecho. When I'll purchase you, I atzmach koni lecho me'achshav. Now let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, amanas l'shachrei behizer akosav lebezn sheyichfu shalei lishtabed bay. He purchased him an amanas l'shachrei, so memele he can't be mishabed with him leisaske eved al adoino. When I'll purchase you, you should be koniloch ma'achsho. V'chizovin lei havei mishuche l'mafreya. Ma'och amrini b'yevomis terebi ki rameya sfir lei doma odo makne dobo shaloi boloilo. Now let's just explain one thing. This is a shekelech Rashi. The whole machloikis, that's true. Rebbe holds Oda Makna Dover Shloi Beloil. But let's speak about a case of Oda Makna Dover Shloi Beloil. I'll say like this, I'll say, Sadezu, I'm saying like this, this Sade, when I'll purchase it from Reuven, it should be sold to Shimon. So I'm making a kinyan with Shimon now. I didn't purchase it yet from Reuven. So the zoo, when I purchase it from Reuven, it should belong to Shimon. If you hold, ain't no demach the dover shul b'leilam. So sorry, you sold something to someone, but it's not yours. If you hold all demach the dover shul b'leilam, so I could make a ma'ase kinyan on something that is not mine. But when will it become Shimon's? Not now. Become Shimon's after it becomes mine. After I purchase it. So then, the Maisei Kinyan, what we made before, will work now, will kick in now, and now become Shimon's. But it won't become that. Before it can't become Shimon's, because it's not mine, I can't. That's Pashup Shah. Now, here it says Me'achshav. The Gemara says Me'achshav. So the Gemara, other Rishonim learn Pshat. Me'achshav means something else in Gansu. Achshav means that the Maisei Kinyan was done now. That means, if the Maisei Kinyan was with a shtar, a fill of the shtar will be torn, there's not so of calls for Kinyan, because the Maisei Kinyan is upgetorn now, and the Chalais will be later. But the Chalais will zicha be later. The Lashon of Rashi says, Meshuchel Me'achshav. And so, they take him to a reshash in Kedushin, Bab Samach Gimel, Shichalam Afreya. The reshash says as follows, how, Eich Yochel, Babayim Lehavim Beshusay. So he's Metzadet Bamirdike reshash. The Chazinin, Masha Bekoyach, Hu Bepoyo. Doimer lechol, doimer lizroi, kizorg tomi. The Rishash wants to say, Meridike Chiddush. The Rishash wants to say, that means, since it's Bekoyach now for me to per, but I'll buy you, you'll become a shukher. Can I buy you now? Yeah, I can buy you now. So since it's Bekoyach for me to buy you now, ma she Bekoyach, who bepoil? So it's ki'ilu was done bepoil already. So it's like he was born already. He can become meshucha. That's what the Rishash wants to say. And then he brings all kolayim lizrei kezorik tomek kolayim lizrei kepodi domi. That we see such a concept that since it's bekayach to do it, so it's ki'ilu done already. So it's ki'ilu, it's his to be Meshacher, since it was Bekoyach to purchase him there.